Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Part three, sentiments will start tonight. The first half was on Instagram. And we're going to do this last one on Facebook. Sorry, I couldn't. Yeah, I had recorded the first two parts on Instagram. So, we're going to do this podcast tonight, Toxic Thursdays. I got y'all questions. So, y'all can go and watch the first two parts that was recorded. They posted already, and I'm going to put them all together, and they'll be on the YouTube channel. But, how y'all doing tonight? Come on, join in. Who we got in here? Hey, I had to drive from Ohio. My son had a game, so we just really getting back. Thursdays, the night is not over yet. It was lit earlier too, y'all. I'm sorry, I couldn't. I was just trying to go on Facebook. I mean, on Instagram and try out recording on there. I really didn't like it. I'm sorry, I should have came to Facebook first. The live on Instagram was weird. But we got through it. So y'all join in. We're gonna continue. Give me a couple minutes. Yo, y'all got some questions? Y'all need to send me? I got a lot of questions, y'all. People been sending me all kind of questions. I'm trying to log in on here, y'all, so I can put some music on. For real, for real. I don't know. I don't do makeup. I don't do makeup. My daughter-in-law does makeup, y'all. And she do a great job. Shout out to her business. Let me tag her in here. Lux Aesthetics. She bougie with it, y'all. But now she do an excellent job. Up and coming. She be doing her shit too. Let me invite her to this. Jayla, where you at, baby? She out here in Nap. I don't know her traveling schedule, but I'm pretty sure she can arrange something. And I be doing my own eyebrows. I don't do no makeup, though. I let her do what she do. She should have gave me a beat tonight, because my shit was laid last week. You hear me? It was laid, baby. So we had a lot of questions earlier, y'all. They was crazy. they say, why men always stunned with the plug money?
what were some more questions they had? This is crazy. I'm trying to log out this game. These kids got on my MacBook. I'm out of there now. I got it. Okay. We down. Y'all know I'm getting old. I got Day-Day here answering some questions with me too, y'all. But he taking his shower because I told y'all that we just came from his game. But we did live on Instagram while we was driving back for about 40 minutes. So I'll probably try to get y'all about 40 minutes tonight too. That's about it.
Yep, her name Jayla. Her company is called Lux, L-U-X, Aesthetics, Lux Aesthetics. I'll inbox it to you, Jaquetta. How you doing? Ooh. This my shit. Sorry it took so long to get my music on, y'all. Okay, let's see. It's safe. What happened to the Claire Huxtables of the world? Why everyone want to be a Cardi B or a Nicki Minaj? Huh, y'all? Why y'all? Why everybody want to be Nicki Minaj or a Cardi B? Yeah, I put that up in the caption that this ain't my music. They better leave me alone. I ain't got time to play with them. It's up there somewhere in top. Y'all make sure it's there. Y'all know I don't know how to do this stuff. Hey, Tasha. It's Toxic Thursdays, baby. Come on. That Pisces love. Send me some questions, sister. So, yeah, y'all tell me what happened to the Claire Huxtables of the world. Why everybody want to be Cardi B or Nicki Minaj? That's somebody's question that they sent to me. That is all this, all the media presents to us and the generation under us. I swear, it's like monkey see, monkey do. Whatever they see, they think that's what they gotta do. Whatever they win on TV, that's what they think they gotta wear. However they bodies look, that's what they, how they think they body got to look. It's a mess. They just corrupted our whole little generation. And the ones to come, because we're doomed for hell these days. These kids and shit. They need more than a prayer. I really like this blue on me, y'all. Why can't a black man, a black woman have money without people saying she fucked up, she fucked it for the come up? Why can't a black man, why can't a black woman have money without people saying she fucked up? Like she had to fuck to come up. That's what they meant by that. Thank you. So yeah, the question is, why can't a black woman have money without people saying she fucked up? like she had to fuck to come up. Questions, huh? I know it's late. Y'all probably gotta get up and go to work in the morning. Yeah, that is a great question. Because there be a lot of men that's fucked up too. And acting like they got it. And don't be having none. So yeah, we got, why do y'all act so hypocritical? You say one thing but act another. We got a co-host here with us today. Back for part 3, Sentimental Star and Toxic Thursdays.
This right?
I'm taking down something.
How y'all doing? Nah, it was cool. Turn back.
Did I tag you?
So what
them questions you had earlier?
When in fact that we are some of the most talented in the world.
That's like the ones that you had from earlier.
Oh, my thing?
Yeah, it was still a lot more, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. So
hey Tasha.
How do you grow from a breakup? Man, they don't give us our props.
You grow from a breakup.
How do you grow from a breakup? Remember we asked that question earlier, but let's see what kind of insight
self-love
Tasha or Jaquetta could give us. Self-love. Everybody needs self-love.
You shouldn't even be in a relationship if
you don't love,
love yourself or you can't make yourself happy. Can't nobody else make you happy but yourself.
Oh, he got a little knowledge, y'all. Just a little bit. Who called him that? Oh, that's a good one. What other questions we got? Oh, here they go right here. You ain't pulling me out earlier. Right. We're trying to get some stuff together.
Yeah.
when you got a kid by a guy, you can, the baby daddy always think he could always hit? Or is it just in certain cases? To grow from a breakup, you gotta forgive yourself for putting up with whatever it is or what it was you felt. Yeah, that's true. To grow from a breakup. I swear, cause you put up a lot. Put up with a lot. That should be crazy. Look, it locked me in.
That's why 2022, you shouldn't allow nobody to walk over you. You putting up with nothing. If you can't catch the vibe, you gotta go. If you don't, you'll only carry it into every other relationship. Reflection can help big time after a breakup and then just letting it go. That's facts. Money, what you up?
Hey y'all, so if you log on to Instagram on your computer, you can't go live. That's only like on the phone, huh? I need everybody to go to this page right here on y'all Instagram. I need y'all to go follow this page. Y'all go follow my podcast page. Blow my shit up. I'm finna try to get syndicated. Sentiments with Star. Y'all go blow my Instagram up. Add this podcast page. SWS_podcast. Sentiments with Star on Facebook. The episode is out too. I'm finna post them on Facebook. Every Thursday night between 9 and 11, Black People Saying. Oh, shoot. Monty says she's finna go to work. Drive safe.
Get the bag.
If you don't, you'll carry it in every relationship. A lot of people carry everything into the next relationship. That go, Dayla, hey!
I just sent it to her. Dayla, what up, gay?
You got,
I just sent it to everybody on my Facebook.
No, I'm saying you got, you tell him you got some games down there?
Oh, yeah.
Next month, they'll be down there. He got some basketball games.
February 18th in Atlanta. The 20th. What up, Spade?
Hey, y'all, send them questions in. Y'all know what it is, Sentiments with Star. Do you know the true meaning of intimacy, or is there no meaning? Is it just what a person requires? And are you required to fulfill it? Come on, y'all.
I feel like if that's your significant other, then
you don't need no tickets. Or you could bag that day when the game is.
Yeah, at the game.
Hey, Trina. Spade, y'all hear that question? Let me change this music, though.
I need some little baby. Turn me up. I feel like it ain't no meaning, no intimacy, though. It's just whatever your significant other require. And yes, you are fulfilled. To, you feel me? You gotta fulfill that.
You're required to keep them happy.
Yeah. I guess.
I guess. Y'all, the question
it's
say...
It's based on the type of two people. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's based on how y'all coming.
I lost the question.
What is the true meaning of intimacy?
Intimacy. I don't see a question, though. What
page
is that? Where that
paper go? I just lost it. Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? There's definitely... There's definitely...
Y'all can join and talk too.
Y'all can join our if y'all want to join. Request and we will let you in.
We can hear you. That's fine.
Why
ain't no seats? I don't know where they at. Hey! Yeah. Say yes, you are required to provide the other person with what makes them happy. It has a true meaning. Come on, y'all. Preach.
That's fact. Intimacy definitely has a true meaning. So what's the true meaning of intimacy?
Being in tune with that person.
Connecting on all levels.
That's all levels, though. People say that in...
Mentally first, I would say, more than physically. If y'all minds ain't connected, ain't no vibe for real. That's just the thing. I think my look busted.
From the game? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little flick.
And they scratched up my arm.
I bet they really be going crazy though.
It means exactly that. Intimate. So exactly energy has to be matched mentally first. Right, facts, okay. We on the same page. Mentally
exactly
first.
Intimate, so that's mentally first. Hey Trina, Day, you know who Trina is. That's them twin sister, TT cousin.
Mm-hmm.
That's Trina.
Hey Trina. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, sexually, all of the above.
Thank you.
That's facts.
I did the best I could do with this child right here. Y'all look at him.
Wow, well, I'm hitting the blood.
We keep it real around here. No cap.
Pro cannabis.
No judgment zone. Fuck you.
Next time, I got year 40.
That ain't here. Go on Apple and put some music on.
Or you know
if you can play
it
from your phone, it don't matter.
I play from TV. Music. They trying to steal my style.
Why do men hide their mental issues and pretend everything is okay and nothing bothers you?
Because society makes it feel like men's mental health doesn't matter.
I started a podcast, Trina. Every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, Black People Time. Like you see, I ain't make it till about 10 o'clock tonight because I was on the road driving. But my podcast is Sentiments with Star. Sentiments with Star on Facebook and on Instagram is SWS underscore podcast on Instagram, and you can catch me every Thursday night, Toxic Thursdays, talking my shit. We gonna get down to the bottom of real situations with real people, real relationships, real situations. Black people time. Yes, black people time. 9 o'clock, black people time. Because it might be 9 o'clock, it might be 9:30, 10 o'clock, but I'm gonna be at you every Thursday night.
They was taught that showing the weak is makes the weak as a man.
Send your questions, anything, any topics you want to talk about, inbox them to me. You can send them to somebody else to send them, and we're gonna go through them and we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it, y'all. We're gonna talk about all this shit. We're gonna talk about these niggas. We're gonna talk about these bitches. We're gonna talk about all this shit, okay?
Facts.
All of it.
But that's facts, though. They was taught that showing the weakness makes them weak as a man.
But like I said before, like, you have to be able to communicate. Ain't nothing wrong with a man talking. Like, we can't read y'all man either. Say what's on your man. If you mad at something or something bothering you and you don't wanna, it ain't got nothing to do with us. Say, bitch, it ain't got nothing to do with you. Get the fuck on. I said I'm cool. I got some other shit on my man right now. Matter of fact, I'm finna go just take a walk because really, bitch, you blowing me. I'll be like, well, just bring me a bag back. Bye. Send me a cash app.
Started off as somehow you turned into my.
But yeah.
That's another question. Some of the questions from my people. What is happiness? And what is love?
What is happiness?
And what is love?
What's happiness, y'all?
Comfortability.
Security. Safety.
Happiness, whatever make you feel good. And bro, whatever make you feel good, do it. Everybody too scared to be themselves nowadays.
Toxic intimate dialogue with Star.
Also, society questions of man's masculinity. Yeah, I see more. She said.
Your big ass fingers. Society questions a man's masculinity when they show their emotions, which is so whack. When a lot of time, especially our men, have so much on their plate. They always got so much on their plate. That's why they need to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
That's right.
So Trina, make sure you share my page. Go add me on Instagram and share my podcast page. I'm right here every Thursday night. Well, not right here. Wherever I be at, I'm pulling up. If you wanna be a guest host, let me know. Pick a date. I'll pull up. But it's so much COVID out, I'm masking up.
Alright, why go smoke it? I get paid.
You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. And y'all grab a tracksuit.
Facts.
Panaji Array. Grab a motherfucking track suit from your girl. We got all colors, baby. We got red, we got black, we got gray, we got navy embossed.
I just took mine off.
We got navy embossed. Panaji Array. Fuck with your girl. Fuck with your girl. I got all sizes. Extra small to shit. 6X. And if I ain't got your size, it can definitely
get here.
Right to you. For a small price of $149.99. Star Styles Boutique. Oh, yeah, I got you. I know what you're talking about, too. They worn, and it's been washed, dried, it didn't shrink.
Or nothing.
Y'all see this? Thick, nice material. Y'all keep it. Track suits on sale, y'all. I got your size. We got all different kind of designs too. They not just like this. It's just a basic, you know, keep it hot like fire. Y'all love matte red. Y'all like my nails. I need a feel, but they fat. Happy New Year, everybody. You definitely be on your shit. I love everybody that support me.
Somebody just texted me this question. Why do insecurities mess up relationships?
Why do insecurities mess up relationships?
That's crazy. That's the question. Why do insecurities mess up relationships?
No, what you need to be asking is, why do y'all let y'all insecurities mess up y'all relationships?
Facts.
You know, turn this light down.
Now, that's facts.
It's kind of dark.
If you in a relationship, you shouldn't be insecure in the first place.
Man, but people be doing too much. Like, I shouldn't have to worry about nothing, and shouldn't nobody have no one up on me for nothing. Like, you... can know that should be weird. Like, yeah. People be doing too much.
All kind of unconscious bias.
People be trying to control people too, and that be the problem. Like, yeah. You can't control the person and what they do. Motherfucker gonna do what they won't do anyway. We need some lashes.
That's true.
I don't really get a chance to get to know a person, how they really move, what they really like. You meet a person, you be all up under them, and now you done figured out everything about them, and they ain't paid shit, and they ain't paid no attention to you. They don't know shit about you because you been all up their ass. And for real, now they don't even like your ass.
Yeah. Facts.
We need to fall back sometime.
And people be playing mind games. People will sit there and play with you the entire time. Even after you tell somebody, you feel me? If you communicate with a person and you tell them, like, this is what I don't mess with, this is what I've been
through. This is what I don't want, they'll still do the same shit you just told them don't do. Yeah, that should be, woo! That should irritate, bro. If I got to keep telling you, don't do this to me, don't talk to me like this, that's not gonna work. Like, why do you insist on steady doing shit I tell you that ain't gonna fly with me? Hey, Shamar. I'll be quick to jump in situations.
That's what I said.
Situationships. Jose, I swear. I don't even want to deal with all your issues because I already got my own shit going on. So unless you contribute, you could subtract yourself.
You can't catch the vibe, you gotta go. I'm married, been with my husband for 10 years. For any reason, he cheated. It wasn't mine to begin with, so he can go. Contract breach, period. Facts.
I swear, that's how I be feeling too. Like, what you married me to go do all that for? You could've just not even did that shit for what? That shit don't mean shit.
I feel like nobody should get a response tap.
Oh, bro.
But a lot of times men be mentally fucked up too, like psychologically. So they be trying to control some shit and they'll make a situation out of something that ain't even a situation either. Like, you all the way finna beat this girl up because a nigga put a heart on her picture. She don't even know that boy. He's on Facebook, bro. Like, are you serious?
And then females be like, all right, so like, my generation, they say if you liking a picture, if you like another female picture, that's cheating. I feel like that's an insecurity.
Y'all hear that? In his generation, if you like another picture, that's cheating.
You feel me?
If you Dayla, like, what you think about that? You want to join in? Y'all, this is my niece. Where she at? How you send the thing?
You can't add her.
Dayla
got a request. Request me,
Dayla. Send me a request, Dayla. Straight stupid shit. Yes, girl. Period. What's up, Dre?
That's crazy. They busted my lip. I think they sprained my wrist. Scratched me up. I went to the free throw line one time. Not just his generation, it's ours as well.
Run that back, turbo.
I feel like life would be better off without social media. What up, Unc? And I feel like the world need more influencers. I mean, that used to be very insecure, but now that I'm single, I understand.
Dave, get on here. I want to see you anyway.
That man gonna rock.
Because these bitches be some weirdos too. They, yes. Extra weird. He said, what, you right about that nephew, fuck social media.
Right.
Yeah, when people if you let social media come between your relationship, then you in a relationship with social media any motherfucking way. So you can just go on and shit, go live and disappear. I won't give a fuck.
People be letting social media dictate their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, they see somebody else's relationship that somebody else doing, they gonna try to say, like, why they not getting that. Like, you feel me? There you go. Now you can add her.
Okay, hold up. Let me do
This is just business, so you gotta pay me. My phone can't stay up. It's always this case.
He put everything on social media.
Hey,
Niecy.
Hey.
Come on, you got some questions, Bubby.
But
hold up, I got one. Why do people always put other people in their business? Like, you feel me? As in their relationship.
Like everybody else except themselves, straight up. Yeah, I can't try to be like nobody. Like, I ain't got time for it. Like, I ain't finna show you everything I'm doing either, because this be hate.
Sometimes people be trying to, like, prove their point.
They become what?
I said they be trying to prove their points in their relationship.
What point though?
Yeah.
Like, right. Messing with each other,
anything, like.
Other than that, it ain't no other reason why you should be around me.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in
competition with nobody. Look, don't you know, hey, day, day.
Yo.
I'm
great.
I don't like this new update.
I don't like none of this stuff. I got to figure it out.
Hold up. I think I've been getting another question. I'm your bad boy, LMAO. Faint fraud. He said, I'm your bad boy, LMAO. Imagine showing they side pieces. Y'all doing this shit so they can stop that shit.
Why do niggas get in relationships if they still messing with they sneaky links or side pieces, though? Like, no, not all females. Females that are broken already, yeah, but the females just now getting into relationships. Mm-mm.
You should get in a relationship. When you coming in a relationship, you should be coming healed anyway. Ain't no past, ain't no nothing, because it ain't no family history between y'all two. It's something brand new. It's a whole new standpoint of love.
But females be trying to make niggas jealous. That's why they hop into that relationship. Quick.
Well, there's a lot of broken pieces out here. A lot of broken pieces.
Yep. But yeah, niggas be real, bro. They be like real messy.
They be broken, but they don't act like it. We show our pain.
Girls be broken, breaking niggas' hearts. They be fucked up in the head. That's why they be putting bitches through all that shit, because it be another bitch that not already just...
Said that's why I be getting beat up now.
So somebody just liking your picture on Facebook, right? You don't even know that boy.
That's why I'm getting dragged right now.
Beat that nigga.
Drag. Drop your low. Fuck. Don't play with my niece, motherfucker. And that's all I gotta do. Put it up.
Niggas be crazy.
That's what I mean, buddy. It's a super big problem out here, but women do it physically spiteful. Yeah.
But y'all do it first. We react on what y'all do to us.
Okay, so it was a comment made earlier.
No.
That why boys say they don't go on girl phone. He say he went girl phone and she had like 8 boyfriends in the phone already. But they had the same stuff in their phone. They had like 8 girlfriends in their phone too.
My thing is just like, don't lie. Cause I don't care anyways. You feel me? People be lying for no reason.
Oh, I care. I'ma beat the nigga up as soon as I find out. Don't let me find out.
If you cheat, I'm gone.
But I gotta beat you up before I leave.
This was like you said, I gotta beat you up. I'll be letting females know, don't put your hands on me, because if I put my hands on you, you're gonna try to send me to jail.
And I'm a firm believer in you better not hit that man, because he's supposed to be back, because you don't hit nobody without being expected to be hit back. So you don't hit nobody and think they ain't gonna hit you back. But don't just beat her ass. I mean, you can just choke her up a little bit. Look, girl, I ain't said to you, I said, fuck, stop. But don't be like tapping around, pushing all in her face and shit. Because yeah. I'm going to get that green light again on your ass.
Hello, they copied it fast out. She said,
if I tell you, don't motherfucking play with me, you better not fucking play with me.
8 times out of 10 on me provoked. All right, for that, I ain't gonna lie. I can tell a personal story. A female,
what did it say?
It said 8 times out of 10, a woman was provoked. Javier, what's the word? They said a female with a rope.
Y'all do people.
I'm nonchalant. Personally, I'm nonchalant.
We wait just to see if she really gonna turn up. Then when I turn up, then you, man, that bitch crazy.
Because why'd you put your hands on me, bro?
You leave me alone.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm nonchalant. So what you putting your hands on me for? Don't touch me. You ain't got no reason to touch me.
But females don't like nonchalant dudes. I hate a nonchalant dude. I hate an unromantic dude. I can't do it.
Hey, nobody real romantic right now, though. As an argument.
Who not? Who not? Shit, the ones I be getting. Okay.
A lot of these niggas. But look, though.
Wine and dine me, babe.
These niggas is broke. Walk away, walk away. It's different.
It depends on what city you in, though, cause and how old you is. But I don't care. Like, y'all know. I don't mind me.
Man, niggas be broke. Why that's what it be. Niggas be broke. And females be broke, too.
Nah. Niggas definitely be broke. Because I done had to take care of two niggas. They ain't did shit for me. And now I'm done doing that. These niggas out here taking care of me without getting them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like get it back. I can, for me, what it say?
Nah. No, you don't put your hands on her. That's what I'm saying. Like, some men have PTSD. So if you hit that man and he hit you back, that's his reflex. You shouldn't fucking hit that man. Like, I got PTSD. I don't give, if grandma hit me, I'm gonna hit her back.
No, I'm just playing.
But
she fried. I told my boy,
it'd be rough.
Too much, and the law says you have the right to defend yourself. Yeah, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna never swing on no female ever in my life. But if a female, like, running up on me and she hitting me and stuff, she got 3 hits maximum. And then you gotta get, like, slammed or detained. You know what I'm saying?
But
like, you shouldn't be putting your hands on me in the first place.
Why is this screen so big?
Why
what's gonna be it?
I said screen. Nah, on this new update on Facebook.
I don't know. It's beautiful.
Nah, so just you have to earn and deserve to be treated like
y'all know that. I ain't used to
that's
how the
man have to. And right to be treated like a queen, so it's like, that's
fine.
Yeah, but it wasn't vice versa with me. I was doing all the work and still ain't getting
hey,
shit.
Nah. So, hey, I'll be quick to call.
Being faithful
be
and all.
But look at that point from where I'm from.
I'll be quick to be like, I'm call my sister.
We fighting. I'm fighting everybody. I don't give a fuck, bitch. We can fight. And it's a bitch that I still want to fight. If y'all watching, then where you know who you is, I'll pull up.
Dang, who are on here? I can't even see.
I'm always
in the I don't even fight no girls, though. I fight a man.
Why? Okay, so why do everybody want to be toxic now?
They think that toxic
city girls.
Shit good.
Some city girls.
Yeah, they clean.
And now they got spooky.
Men too, though.
Now
men love
spooky. Yeah, everything just ratchet. It's just over with for the women. Like, everything is ass out, face down, bag up. But PPP is over with. I think they've been trying to hit me on the floor, but let me shut up.
Okay. Why can't niggas wait more than a month to get some coochie?
Man, why can't? Please say it again. Because no, I'm tired of dudes just like chilling with me and then thinking they finna get some the first night. No, y'all not getting nothing
but
at all.
Though, it's females that
at all
trying to get up. First night.
You didn't even take me on a date, so what make you think you finna? No, I came over here to chill with you. If now I could see if you would have took me to Dubai or Vegas or, you know, took me somewhere, but nigga, we in your crib chilling.
That's what I'm saying. You supposed to come over and
that's why you supposed to date a person exactly what they saying, y'all. Like, come and just enjoy company, find out they like, see what they into, see if y'all actually compatible. Kick it, go do stuff, go to the, y'all have to go on, it's some girl I follow, I ain't finna try to remember her name, none of that shit, but she said some shit like, it's like so many dates you have to go on or some shit, I don't know.
Yeah, like it's so many dates that you have.
Specialist. I'm just toxic. No, I'm not toxic. I'm just a little bitch that's been through a lot of shit. Okay.
I don't think everyone wants to be toxic. You just gotta
kick it with a person to see if that's somebody that you even want to deal with forever or any amount of time. Anything, because a lot of these people don't even be worth it.
Anyway. And when you before you get in a relationship with somebody. Before you get in a relationship with somebody, I feel like y'all should talk about childhood trauma, all that. Y'all need to talk about all that type of stuff. How y'all want y'all kids to be raised.
These kids be out here killing those
kids. Boy, that'd be wild, because people out here be wild and no doubt.
Y'all listen to this. This is my new, this the new song for 22.
Because I'm a girl.
Not safe for us. You switch like a pussy little bitch.
Hey.
I knew the love was fake.
Say what?
But I still loved you because I'm a gremlin.
I know so many men that are not like that. And I feel like the same men won't be like that. It's a false thing. Yep, they just got something to say, something to put a tag on that shit.
We could have been superstars. Remember, we were checking cards. Man's not safe for us.
It's a lot of five people in this bitch.
What's up?
I look like somebody's auntie.
You said what?
I said I look like somebody's auntie. Oh, I am somebody's auntie. Now. I got a nephew.
Yeah, you got a nephew.
Yeah.
You got a nephew.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
You got a nephew.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a nephew. What I What are the three top things you look for in a woman? And what are the top three things you look for in a man?
What are a what?
Top three things you look for in a man. And men, what are the top three things you look for in a woman?
Stability. Can she cook? How she was raised.
Okay.
It's
sauce
to say it's a couple more things.
How she
man, so many. I don't even. You can't just say three. You got to say all of them.
Whole time, that's a good little three. Because if she wasn't raised right, that means that bitch, she just weird. You know, she ain't going to work for you. She can cook. So that's a, you know, that's a good thing. And what else you say? Oh, stability. She know how to keep her income
coming. Is that your girlfriend on here?
Together. All right.
Your girlfriend on here?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on here? We don't know.
Why he snapped?
I don't think so, though.
Nah, she's not.
No.
She need to be, the way you talking.
Because I have sisters and cousins, and the pills to fuck it up. And
I'm
not like that.
Yeah, consistency loyalty. Is definitely one of them.
Consistency, oh my God. That is
stability, honesty, thing. And loyalty. All right, Tasha. There you go.
But these niggas don't got a loyal bone in their body. Nope. None of them.
Hey.
I do.
I'm very loyal. When you work being loyal too. I ain't gonna waste my time.
Yeah, wow. You know, when you worth being loyal.
What's your question?
But everybody got something else going on these days.
And that's not okay. It's too many motherfuckers catching
Yeah. You got to either be on their ass, blowing them up all the time, see what how they moving, or you just gonna be lost in the sauce and he gonna get claimed as a savage because he gonna keep your ass right there on the side because you make yourself available when you know you shouldn't even be.
And people so quick to give up now.
Yeah. Well, that's me. I'm gonna give up.
They teeth are hurt. I'm
gonna give up on you. We cheat because, well, shit. I'm always the one getting cheated on. So I never.
He said, "Shit, that's a motherfucking lie. Fuck love. All I need is loyalty, and if I can't reciprocate, then it's time to move the fuck around." Period. There we go. Oh, what you say, Daylo? I'm sorry.
I'm always the one getting cheated on. So it's like I don't
just start cheating.
Like what I do?
Just start cheating.
I don't cheat back. I leave, and then when I find me a new boo, they get mad. Like, we're not even together, so what the fuck was the point in getting mad?
But, you know, but it will go back to
self-teaching.
Yeah. Everybody always how you want to be treated. Yeah, that's true. The golden rule, as they call it.
Yeah, don't backtrack, though.
They can't get rid of me.
Body harassing
me.
Yeah, they be adding. All right, I done answered my questions. I'm getting off.
See you later. Thank you.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you,
guys. Love you too. All
right, who else wanna join? Trying to make it work over and over again. Yeah, I can't keep on. Like, that shit get boring. It get old, it get tiring. Like, it shouldn't even be hard. Like, it's not supposed to be hard at all.
Baby, I can run all the time. Baby, I'm talking crazy.
At the time, they don't know how they want to be treated. I know they don't. They just be trying to see it going with the flow. Just want some until they be tired. And yep, that's what I said. And then I'm on the step the fuck out. Just be bored. People need to be single, be by themselves. I don't think it should be too insulting. It is social. Love is, it ain't supposed to be hard. Like, that should be complicated. It should be stressing you out. But you trying to love somebody is what I mean. That's what I mean when I say, like, it shouldn't be hard. It should be easy for you to love a person and be who the person you're trying to be for them. Like, period. Flow effortlessly. Yep, there you go. Just like that. That seems boring if it ain't. You can work on other shit. You ain't got to be like into it and shit, like steady, irritated with each other 4 times a week. Like, that shit get old and done. Don't nobody want to keep going through that shit. I want to have some other problems and issues. She's talking about what I miss. I can't stand you, bro. Trick gonna jump into us. What I miss. Where you go? We ain't going to be on here too much longer. I've been on here probably about 2 hours tonight.
That shit is boring.
We just been talking about
Everything.
Won't be no shit, baby. Relationship shit, though. The question was, what's the top 3 things you look for in a man and why love should be hard. That's what we should come back to.
Why can't people accept other people's flaws?
Why can't people accept other people's flaws?
Or why do people try to change other people?
But what would be their flaws, though? Like, they alcoholics, or they like...
I mean, like... I don't know how
they don't it. Never... They don't never... They don't pick up their drawers and shit. Like, you, like them type of flaws.
Nah.
They don't
like,
clean up behind themselves.
Or let's say, like, more of a relationship as well. Like, maybe somebody you talk about it in the car. Like, why do you try to change people? Like, you feel me?
But what they not accepting, what type of flaws, though? Like, that you can never acknowledge your fuck ups. Them like, flaws,
yeah, like,
or like,
I'm trying to think. I can't think.
What y'all think about that, y'all? It's cool. I think everybody should have them something else, something going on for themselves too. Like some people be too tied into, like a woman to be really tied into a man's world, like so into his world, her world don't even exist anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything he do, she do. But she should always have her own shit going on, be her own woman, and keep a woman, you know, grounded. And then it'll allow her to be a great woman for that man so that he can be a good man. Because you know they need us, y'all. So that shit go both ways. A flaw is a flaw. Everyone experienced their problems, own flaws before. They are not happy with themselves. Yeah, it is a flaw. Everybody got flaws. But you just have to figure out, like I said, like what people you gonna deal with. Like some shit you just can't deal with certain people. Like, oh, my mom, if you snore.
Somebody if you snore. I'll smack you with the pillow if you snore.
No, you can snore like every once in a while. Like,
no, like if you snore loud.
If you snore every day, like if you snore every time you go, like you snore. Like people snore every time they go to sleep. We're not gonna be together because I'm not gonna sleep. I can't sleep next to you like that because I sleep like sin.
Do y'all believe in marriage?
So y'all, I can't date a person that snore.
Look, do y'all believe in marriage, but y'all stand in two separate houses?
I could do that.
I would love that. Big face in the back.
What you doing? Oh, I said, I can't say. Some people become comfortable with being set in their way, so when it comes to change, they feel they don't have to. Yeah, but you ain't got to. You can compromise. Hey, Omar. Welcome to Sentiments with Star Toxic Thursday. Every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, Black people time.
That's not a stable marriage. Why isn't that a stable marriage though? Why can't y'all be married?
My husband can live somewhere else. He sure can, cause we live in different cities.
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, your own rule. I swear to God. I come visit you when I want to. Oh, shit.
Because people need their space.
I need my
space. Yeah, you think?
I mean, not that I might go sleep in a separate room every night, but.
Right,
bro. Bro. What the fuck is that? Don't put my mask on. Have you been testing for corona, nigga? There's a lot of shit going on. No, no kisses. Yeah. My auntie and uncle live separately for a long time, and they live separately now. Hey guys,
one o'clock.
We're gonna get up off here, y'all. It's been great tonight. About 2.5 hours. 2 hours.
There we are.
It's 2022. New year, new me, same me, new money though.
Remember that.
Same you, man, same you.
Same me.
Same you.
Same me.
That same me too.
You know, because everybody's always saying new year, new me, but nah, it's same me, new money.
Appreciate the love.
Everybody. Tune in next Thursday, episode 3.
Next Thursday, we'll be back.
The 13th, 2022,
Sentiments and Song, Toxic Thursdays. We out, y'all.
What?